Ko moia wa tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. TikTok star Shane Jones says Labour needs a circuit breaker to stop it slide down the polls. Last night's TV1 put Labour at 29%, the lowest since Jacinda Ardern took over the leadership in 2017. National was on 37 and its ACT partner on 13. New Zealand First was at 4% and its Northland candidate says it's all about the trend line.
As Labour has bled vote, it's gone consistently to the right, and then ACT and National are eating each other's lunch. So the task for New Zealand First is really to continue to stay on message, punch out insights and perspectives that resonate with people, stay disciplined and try and broaden the reach, which is what I've been endeavouring to do.
Shane Jones says the two Matua's jukebox clips he's put up on TikTok have so far gathered more than 300,000 views. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says the teaching of core subjects like maths and reading can't be left to chance. The government is introducing changes to the Education and Training Act to make core teaching requirements for maths, reading and writing to become compulsory. The requirements will be released in Term 4 and used from next year. Mr. Hipkins says the Education Ministry has been working on best practice guidance since he became the minister in 2017.
We've been working on reshaping the curriculum to make sure that the basics, the core basics that every young New Zealander needs, aren't left to chance, but we've been focused on doing that based on evidence of what's actually going to work. So we've had teachers and educational experts developing this work, not politicians in the beehive. I think what they've come up with is actually really sound, it's based on evidence, and it will work.
Meanwhile, Education Minister Jan Tinetti says rapid action taken by the government to improve attendance is working. 80 new attendance officers are working in schools across the country, and there have also been 412 initiatives across 762 schools funded through the Regional Response Fund. Ms. Tinetti says regular attendance in Term 1 improved to 59.5%, almost 10% up from the end of the previous year. A community project to restore a Bay of Plenty wetland is starting to get support from local farmers. Waikō Kōpū project manager Alison Jew says decades of dairy runoff have turned the Waihi estuary from a pristine wetland into one of the five worst polluted catchments in Aotearoa. She says a growing number of local farmers now want to do the right thing.
We've seen a couple of dairy farmers that have actually moved to retire a lot of their steep slopes. They've constrained the milking platform to about half the area. They've retired about 31 hectares of steep slopes, and of which is about 6,000 hectares of those steep slopes in the catchment.
Dr. Jew says restoration will take a couple of generations. And that's your Wātea English News.